Z Country 99.9 WTUZ. Good morning, greetings, salutations, and all that. It is Thursday, a.k.a. Friday Eve here in Z Country. It's Eric McElroy in the morning waking all of you up. Thank you for choosing to start your day along with us right here in Z Country. Michelle Spring, of course, out. Mary Alice has been filling in for her majority of the week. Michelle's basically just here Monday, and then she called it quits after that, folks. Hey, coming at you today on the docket, if you will, morning quickies later on this hour. Also, today, with it being a Thursday and all, it is a Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. Somebody will be winning $75 to Pam's Posies in Dover via, again, our Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. We do it each and every single Thursday. Today, no different. I'll let you know how you can win later on this hour. And, of course, we'll have a little fun this morning. It's what it's all about. If you want to get in touch with us, myself or Mary, be a part of the morning show and contribute, be a contributor out there. Email us, Eric or Mary at WTUZ.com. Also, our Weaver Appliance text line, it's 330-339-9399. On social media, it's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We're easy to find at 99.9 FM WTUZ. Also, we're streaming 24/7, 365 right there on our website. Streaming services provided by Michael Taylor Insurance and Financial, your local Allstate agency. Coming at you next, more of your kind of country. Don't go anywhere, 99.9 WTUZ. Luke Combs, 99.9 WTUZ. Good morning to you. It's Eric McElroy and Mary Alice waking everybody up. Of course, we're powered and driven by Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg. Visit them on their website, sarshonofwaynesburg.com. Also on Facebook. Mary, a special guest has joined us. We'll get to that momentarily. But first, we have some business to tend to. That being morning headlines. Take it away.
In headlines this morning, health officials are raising awareness about a medical condition where in Ohio, over 1 million people have been diagnosed with diabetes, a condition in which the body cannot properly break down food into glucose. And those at a higher risk are individuals with a family history, but a leading cause is the country's obesity epidemic that's in adults and children. And maintaining a healthier lifestyle by eating raw vegetables and drinking more water are key prevention measures. In other news, a home energy program is open throughout the winter months to help low-income households keep the heat on. HEAP is an income-based program and is available for any heating source, such as gas, electric, bulk fuel, or wood. And for more information about that program or additional local news, you can always go to WTUZ.com.
Good stuff, Mary. As I'm sure you can tell, because you're not blind, for one, but we do have a special guest in studio with us right now. He's a frequent visitor during these early morning hours, normally in the 6 o'clock hour. None other than our buddy Ken Snyder from Keister Implement. Ken, what are you doing up so early?
Oh, always up this early.
Yeah, I hear you. Thanks for coming in. Listen, you brought some goodies. Mary, he brought us donuts, if you weren't aware.
Really?
One box is mine, and the other box is for the rest of the staff, so you guys can fight amongst yourselves.
Excuse me?
You heard me. Don't make me repeat myself. You've never met Mary before, have you, Ken?
No, I hadn't. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, she's a great gal, of course. And normally she works in the afternoons and everything, but now, of course, filling in for Michelle throughout the week. Ken, was your Thanksgiving great? You had a good time?
It was very great.
Good. Good to hear. What is going on so far with the whole winter season now at Keister Implement? What do you guys have happening?
We just finished our Black Friday specials.
Yeah.
That was up to $1,000 off on several mowers, $500 off, $800 off, and some people made some really great savings looking ahead to next spring.
There you go. And finally, you guys were busy. Then Jerry had to finally work, I guess, which means, you know what I mean? That guy. I don't know about Jerry sometimes.
Yeah, great boss.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, by the way, you brought some items for our Stuff the Truck event, which I want to thank you for that.
Yeah.
If folks aren't aware, We're stuffing the truck. We're teaming up with Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg in cooperation with T4C Share a Christmas. And we're stuffing the truck, folks, now leading up to the parades in New Philly and Dover, December the 7th and the 8th. Ken, what'd you bring us? You brought a couple toys to stuff the truck, if you will.
Yeah, you mentioned Jerry, and I went to him, and I told him, I said, we need to take some toys over for the underprivileged, and we bought a beautiful Ford. We just happen to have a Ford truck with a wagon and hay bales.
Sarshon Ford. There you go. You're on to something there, Ken.
Yep. Then we brought one of our John Deere Gator toys.
Of course, you got to bring the John Deere little toy along with you. We certainly appreciate it. You guys did not have to do that. We appreciate you doing that, just setting an example. Any local businesses out there or listen, anybody else, if you want to drop off a toy, you can do that at our studios here for the Stuff the Truck. Also, take your toy for any child 12 years of age or younger to Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg. By the way, you take a toy there. I'd heard that you may get a little discount on your vehicle if you're shopping for a vehicle this time of year.
Just a little discount.
You know, a little birdie may have told me that. Stuff the Truck. Again, it's WTUZ, Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg, all in cooperation with T4C. Share a Christmas. You have Christmas plans yet, Ken?
Oh, yes, we do.
Very nice.
Probably going to be by ourselves, my wife and I.
Here's the question, Ken, for you.
Okay.
Is your tree up?
No.
All right, there you go. I'm going to go ahead and applaud you.
Yes.
But, however.
You have a couple days. December will be your Saturdays. So.
My outdoor lights are up.
That's
that's acceptable.
You're halfway there.
That's acceptable.
You're halfway there. Just keep telling the wife, I'll get to it tomorrow. Get to it tomorrow. And then eventually, it seems like that always works for me, Ken, by the way.
She'll get it up.
Yeah, eventually. She will, yeah, eventually.
She does a good, great job.
Real tree or fake tree?
Fake.
There you go. Yeah. Me too. I mean, it's easier right now with the twins. You don't want them running around a real tree. I already have to hang ornaments a little higher than, you know. Why is the bottom part of your tree empty and bare? Well, let me tell you why it's empty and bare.
I know exactly what you're saying because I'm a twin.
Exactly. Yeah, you know what I mean? But under the tree, you'll be empty and bare, too. My kids are so bad. No, I'm kidding. Like, children are great. Getting nothing but rocks in their stocking. Hey, Ken, you've been to major cities before, right? You've been to New York and stuff, haven't you?
Oh, yes. Many times.
Yeah, exactly. You ever been to L.A.?
Oh, yes. I lived there for 18 years.
Did you really? Oh,
wow. Yes.
I did not know that about Ken Snyder from Keister Implement. Listen, L.A. yesterday joins a number of other major cities. They legalized street vending now there in Los Angeles, which means, I mean, all kinds of swag you can get right there on the street. I mean, I didn't know even though it was illegal there, to be honest with you.
Well, it's been there for many, 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 many years.
It's like one of those things where police turn their heads the other way, right? And they kind of just let them do it.
Like the fake Gucci bag right there.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
In the alleyway or whatever.
They're selling knockoff items.
Yeah.
And they're just letting them do it now.
Watches was the big thing at first.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're getting a watch or something off the street, you know it's fake.
Fake Gucci, we call that Fucci, right, Fucci? Mary?
That's
what that's called. Any other fake items like that. But hey, I guess in Chicago it's illegal. New York now it's legal. San Francisco, Philadelphia. When I went to Washington, D.C. as a youngster, it was our class trip, seventh grade class trip. Mm-hmm. Seventh grade was D.C., eighth grade was Philly, ninth grade was New York City. But we go to our nation's capital, and there are street vendors everywhere. Mm-hmm. And here we are. How old are you in the seventh grade? Like 13, 12, 13, something like that. Here we are, 12, 13-year-olds with our parents' cash, walking around buying a bunch of knockoff items off the streets of D.C. Hey, we get home. Hey, what'd you do? You go see the Vietnam Wall? You go see the Lincoln Memorial? You go look at the White House, obviously? No, Ma, I brought home some knockoff items. Here's a purse, Ma.
$2.
Cost me $10, but retail, they say it's $100. So you got a deal here.
Just for you.
Yeah, just for you, Mom. All just for you. So there you go. Anyway, Ken, we always appreciate you stopping by, most certainly.
Well, thank you. We appreciate Jared brought us a gift here a couple weeks ago, and we appreciated that.
What was that about? What did he bring you?
Jared brought us some donuts.
Very nice. Jared Slayball, our general manager. 'Tis the season to give back. folks, of course. Ken, thank you for coming in, helping us stuff the truck. We certainly appreciate that. Mary, earlier in your top of the hour news, I heard you mention Christmas with a cop, right?
Yeah.
With new Philadelphia police officer Chad Dorsey.
Yes.
You know he's going to be in the house later this morning, right? Did you know?
Really?
Did you know that?
I didn't. He better be bringing us some donuts too.
Well, listen, you know cops and donuts. I'm just kidding. Chad will save you. See if we can save you a couple here. I'm only kidding out there.
You can share out of your box.
But yeah, Mr. Chad Dorsey will be here in the... Yeah, out of my box, you're right. I'll save a couple. He'll be here in the 9 o'clock hour to talk about Christmas with the cop, which is another great thing that's been going on, I think, 9 or 10 years here.
9 years.
9 years, is it, in the area? So there you go. We're looking forward to that. Also, right now, it's a Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. You know what this is all about, Ken?
Yes, I do.
And Mary, it's not like, I mean, you're new to the morning program, at least for this week.
I kind of know what it is.
You kind of know. Well, let me inform you and everybody else. Every Thursday, we hand out $75 to Pam's Posies there in Dover. It's our Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. You could win a lovely bouquet of flowers valued at $75. It would make a lovely centerpiece this time of year. We'll go to the text line, though, 330-339-9399. The keyword is Pam's. Let me know who in your life deserves a lovely bouquet of flowers. Someone who is worthy of getting, once again, a beautiful bouquet. And folks who have won these, send us photos via social media or email or through the text line of the flowers that they've gotten. They're just beautiful. But again, the keyword Pam's on the Weaver Appliance text line. You could be a winner. Let me know who in your life deserves a lovely bouquet of flowers. From Pam's Posies in Dover, it's our Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. $75. Like, Ken, who in your life? Your wife, obviously, right? Deserves a bouquet of flowers.
Correct.
Gotcha. Mary, thank you. We'll talk to you again in about 20 at the top of the hour, all right?
All right.
All right. News, of course, and weather, always online at WTUZ.com. 'Tis the season, of course, right now. Last night in New York City and then in Washington, D.C., some big Christmas trees lit up.
Oh, yes.
First in Rockefeller Center, a massive Norway spruce. That's right. I just wanted to say that. Mayor Bill de Blasio flipped the switch last night in Rockefeller Center for the Christmas tree lighting. Diana Ross helped out. Tony Bennett, two big names right there.
All right.
John Legend, who's an Ohio boy.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Eldridge from Country Music, along with Martina McBride, Kelly Pickler, and the guy who's celebrating his 63rd birthday today, Mary, was there last night. Do you remember who that was again?
No.
Howie Mandel. Duh. We just literally talked about it. That was 20 minutes ago.
I know.
What's wrong with your brain?
I have no clue.
The 72-foot-tall tree decorated with 5 miles of multicolored LED lights.
Whoa.
And a good old-fashioned 900-pound crystal star right on top.
Just 900 pounds.
That's
no big deal.
Rockefeller Center has hosted this ceremony since 1931. Thing that gets me is the LED lights. I mean, these aren't your old-fashioned lights. My neighbor actually has some LED lights. You get up close to those things, they will blind you.
Mm-hmm.
Walk away, you know, with some white flashes in your eyes. Can't get too close.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now, this tree is 75 years old. The one in Rockefeller Center, donated by a couple about 60 miles north of New York City in Walk Hill, New York.
Mm-hmm.
So very cool. And then also last night, not only in New York City, but in our nation's capital, President Donald Trump continuing a tradition that began back in 1923. He and First Lady, the national Christmas tree on the grounds near the White House last night.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We just have to say it all
together.
Hold
on, wait. What was that? Merry Christmas, everybody. Let me get that.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We just have to say it all together. Merry, Merry Christmas. It's great to be with you. And let's light the tree. First Lady, we'll do the honors. 5, 4, 3.
Wouldn't that be great if you messed up the countdown?
2, 1.
It sounded like someone said
Merry
Happy
Christmas,
New Year.
Thank you.
Mary, I was just going to say that. It sounded like somebody said Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We just have to say it all together. Merry, Merry Christmas. Merry it's great to be with you.
Yeah, listen to the end. Somebody literally goes, Happy New Year. I mean, Merry Christmas.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. Now, about a month early.
Thank you.
That's hilarious.
You're about a month early.
Happy Merry Christmas.
President Trump sounded like he was drinking some special eggnog there last night. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Maybe. He was tired. Did you see the White House's Christmas trees? All the...
Well, didn't they light like 56 small trees around there or something? Or I don't know what they... I didn't see the White House one.
Oh, yeah. Those are beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. No, what's the White House one year? I didn't see the White House tree. I'm sure it's, you know, phenomenal.
Yeah, and then plus they have, like, I forget how many trees they have to, like, by standard, they have to put in the White House, but very cool.
There in D.C., I told you the one in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
That was, what kind of spruce was it? The Norwegian? The one in Washington, D.C., a Colorado blue spruce.
You're testing my memory.
Is what they lit there last night. And let me tell you, it was lit, those two Christmas tree ceremonies last evening. Here, a massive it was a Norway spruce. There you go.
Okay, Norway.
So yeah, what I say, Norwegian? Didn't I say that?
Something the
same
like
thing,
it.
Right?
Yep.
That is basically
close enough.
The same thing. Sounded like President Trump was drunk last night wishing everybody a Merry Christmas. I don't know if the pilot of this plane was drunk. Did you hear Trump's private plane at LaGuardia was hit yesterday? Yeah, little fender bender. It was parked, obviously, and it's a small airport.
Is it a fender bender, though, on an airplane?
It's still got to be considered a fender bender, right?
Like a wing bender or something.
Someone was trying to park their plane, ran right into Donald Trump's massive, instantly recognizable Boeing 757. Of course, the jet that flew him all around the country while he was campaigning in 2016. Nobody was on the plane, Trump's plane that is, during the whole incident. But now they're, of course, questioning the two individuals that were on that plane that accidentally, they say, hit Donald Trump's plane.
Like you didn't see that plane right there.
Right, it's only a Boeing literally. 757. Oh, is that Trump's plane? Let me drive right into that thing. Who knows?
Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. Hey, good thing we don't have kids that go to school in Tennessee. Some school bus driver taking kids to school charged with a DUI. Say what? Mm-hmm. Come on now. Taking kids to school. Tennessee bus driver transporting students charged with driving under the influence after students on board called their parents. Oh, cell phones, you gotta love them. Mm-hmm. To say the driver was driving erratically, if you will. Again, taking them to school.
Yeah.
Some students called their parents. They said they smelled a possible intoxicant. I'm sure that was their exact words. Mom, Dad, I smell, is that an intoxicant I smell on you? So the parents reported it at the bus garage in the school. They actually radioed the bus driver, said, hey, sir, can you pull over, please? Pull over. Wait for the cops to get there. And of course,
what an idiot.
Cops ended up showing up.
Idiot.
Guy was drunk. 27 students on board.
My question is, did he take a little nip before he got on the bus, or was it like from the night before?
Mary, that's a very good question.
I mean, maybe it was like an encouragement nip of, man, I got to deal with all these kids again.
A nip, she's calling it. Yes. Very nice.
Okay.
Model. Yeah, I don't know. Dig deeper into that story, if you will. But hey, a guy in Hawaii, remember that false missile alert back in January? It's almost a year ago now.
Yeah.
The dude suffered a heart attack because of that false alert, suing the state and the then administrator of the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency, suing both of them after he suffered that heart attack, after he got the alert on his phone that read, ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. Good enough, obviously, to give everybody the scares. Everybody running for cover.
Right.
Everybody.
We wouldn't, though. We would still be on air.
You'd be reporting the news, Mary. Yes. I would be running for cover.
It's coming. I see it.
If I had an hour to live, good Lord, I don't know what I would do. But, the guy who had a heart attack after that alert, suing now the state. We'll see what he gets.
Yeah,
sure, he'll get something, right?
Yeah.
I'm surprised there aren't more people a part of this lawsuit.
There probably will be.
You know what I mean?
Once it gets out, there will be.
Saying that, I wrecked my car trying to get to my wife and children, broke my arm. It's something dumb like that. You know what
point.
I mean?
Right.
So, everybody was in panic.
Yeah. Yeah, the one thing that I remember about that is, like, all the commercials that came out after the panic And it was like car commercials, like, hey, we can fit more stuff in here or something. I forget what vehicle it was, but that was kind of like, really?
Hey, remember a couple days ago we talked about police body cam footage?
Oh, yeah.
How that Cincinnati cop who got stabbed a couple years ago, the body cam footage was on that Discovery ID channel, mm-hmm. the crime show channel. Yeah. Now, it does, obviously, body cam footage, it shows the dangers of police officers and what they do, and if it's rescuing people or even a chicken, Mary, from a fire. And that's exactly what a police officer did. Yeah, you heard me. Here's the body cam audio, at least.
Come here, buddy.
Yeah, there's the chicken. All in New York.
No.
Rough little chicken.
Come on. Come here.
Poor little guy. Got your chicken right here. Almost became roasted chicken then.
I got one.
Indicating.
I got your chicken.
Indicating that I got one. Indicating there were more chickens there. There was just a guy's shed on fire, but his body cam video is gone viral after the chicken gave a little bit of a fight. Kind of wanted to go into the fire. I don't know if, you know, wanted to go back in there, save some of friends. I don't know.
This guy's trying to get me. I mean, he's going to, like, eat me or something.
It's dangerous out there.
Right.
That's why they have those. That's exactly why, moments like that, they have those body cameras to provide us with content. Like that.
Chicken content.
Chicken content, indeed. You know, I will have New Philadelphia police officer Chad Dorsey live in studio next hour to talk about that event right there, Mary, the Christmas with a Cop.
Really?
Which is something great that obviously goes on in the area around this time of year.
Yeah, and we didn't plan on me doing that story so that you could talk about it.
No, that was not premeditated.
Nope.
It just so happened to work out that way.
That's right.
So there you go. We should have waited for Mr. Dorsey to get here when we do Dumb Criminals to see how, how he reacts.
Yes.
But we'll go with it right now. This woman may end up now a convict, Mary, over a condiment. That condiment, you ask, well, that being ketchup. Police in Santa Ana, California, trying to find a woman, she's still on the loose, who wanted ketchup so bad in the worst way. She went through the back door of the restaurant, you know, where employees go in and out, whether they take smoke breaks or go take trash out, whatever the case may be, all because they forgot to put ketchup in her bag. And yeah, we all know, can't have those French fries or whatever she was eating without that ketchup.
So did she, like, make threats to the employees
or something? She went in and basically attacked the manager all over some ketchup.
Wow.
Video was released of it by the police department. Other employees tried to pry the woman off before she was able to get loose.
Right.
With the ketchup, I don't know. Maybe she just stopped somewhere else and picked some up.
Maybe, yeah. She could have literally walked back into the place and, like, because they usually have, you know, like that separate island counter with, you know, salt and stuff like that.
The
She could have gotten some right there.
Yeah, just simply, walk in. Why do you have to go in and assault folks all over ketchup? I like my condiments just like the next person. If you forget the fire sauce, it's a big problem when I go to Taco Bell, right? If you forget the ketchup, yeah, but like you said, that's a good point, Mary. Just go in to the condiment island counter.
Like, they're not going to fight you over a little ketchup packet. Like, oh, here you go. Sorry.
More food-related crimes with dumb criminals. Police in Alabama say a man not wearing any pants fell through the roof of a Waffle House during a botched burglary, and he fought patrons before he fled the scene. Another suspect hasn't been identified either. No word if he was wearing pants or not. I do not know.
That's My question is, when did he lose his pants?
Here, I'm about to tell you
them on at all.
I'm about to tell you right now. Now, he tried to break into the restaurant's office through the ceiling. So he went into the bathroom, tied the door shut with Mary, his pants, then climbed into the ceiling. So the underwear-clad crook still on the loose.
That wasn't pre-planned. Like, you could have brought some rope with you or something.
Rope. Welcome to Waffle House. What are you doing with your rope? Would you like a booth or the counter?
Or maybe your belt. Like, he could have had a belt on.
Yeah. It would make more sense, right? Then you maybe get to keep your pants.
Like, no, let me just take off my pants. That'll be fine.
You're still a crook, but you still get to keep your pants.
Yeah.
But not your dignity. either way.
Right.
If you build it, they will come. If you vandalize it, you will be charged. That man who vandalized the Field of Dreams baseball field from the famous 1989 movie, given only probation.
What?
Yeah. 5 years. Or, I'm sorry, 2 to 5 years of probation. If he fulfills all that, then all his probation terms, then his conviction will be removed. He drove onto that field back in January last year, or still this year, I'm sorry, January 2018.
Huh.
And, of course, what do kids like to do when they have big trucks? They like to go and do donuts, right?
Right.
In fields. Mudding is that what they call it. I've never done that. Never been into that. I mean, one, can't you flip your truck over and hurt oneself?
Possibly.
I mean, doing donuts in the snow. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know either.
So, of course, thousands of people, Mary, visit that property every year.
Yeah.
The Field of Dreams field, if you will. Running around the bases, walking into the surrounding cornfields. It's just, of course, a tourism site at this point. But he vandalized it, those vandals.
Jeez, 2 years, huh? You think he'd have
two to five of probation.
Wow,
two to five.
It'll be two. So.
Dumb criminals that were already criminals that were probably dumb because they're criminals. Now even dumber because they committed another crime already while in jail. This story's wild right here. Some South Carolina inmates ran, Mary, more than $500,000 scheme from military personnel throughout the country, using illegal cell phones. You know, you can't have a cell phone while you're in prison.
Right.
To pose as women on certain dating sites. Inmates indicted on federal charges, including extortion and wire fraud.
What?
According to court documents. Now, first of all, I know guys, when it comes to women, we're stupid. I get it, okay?
Right.
We're dumb.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
We don't think correctly, right?
Right.
According to court documents, but you can't fall for this stuff. Inmates used contraband phones to join dating websites, contacting and exchanging images with military service members all across the country. And, of course, somehow, some way, hey, I need some money for this.
No,
and people get duped. And, I mean,
I broke a nail. Can you send me $20?
I broke a nail. I need new nails. Can you send me $1,000? Here's another picture. Yeah, sorry. That's not how it goes. I don't feel sorry for people that get duped like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can obviously
you can't,
tell.
In this day and age, you can't.
What?
Just can't be that, I don't know, it can't be that naive.
Right. I agree with you.
You have to know what's, and there's people like that out there.
Right.
Just like on Giving Tuesday, didn't you do a story? Be careful about what you give and who you give it to and everything else.
Yeah, scammers are out there.
Hey, this is not a scam. It's a Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. We do it each and every single Thursday. Somebody's here in mere moments walking away with $75 to Pam's Posies there in Dover.
Ooh.
Mary, if you've monitored the Weaver Appliance text line throughout the morning, you know we've been receiving texts all morning long with folks trying to win this lovely bouquet of flowers just in time for the holidays. Of course, so folks who have won it have sent us photos of that bouquet. It's just a beautiful arrangement of flowers from Pam's Posies there in Dover. We thank them for hopping on board and continuing to do this each and every single Thursday. So we ask folks on our text line to let us know who in their life during this holiday season deserves a lovely bouquet of flowers. And I have my winner. Listen to this story, all right?
All right.
And they don't know that they've won yet, so they're about to find out.
Okay.
Gentleman said, I would like to give these flowers to a woman who is a cancer survivor. So you could really stop right there.
Yeah.
But he goes on, a mother of five and has changed my life since the moment I met her and has made me a better man and who I've always wanted to be. I love her and appreciate everything she has done for me. And he says, my wife, Tasha Wiley, deserves these flowers. That's submitted from her husband, Jason Wiley. Jason and Tasha, congrats to you and your lovely children. Hope you guys have a happy holiday season.
Yeah.
And of course, you just won yourself a lovely arrangement of flowers. $75 to Pam's Posies there in Dover. So Jason, thanks for listening and texting. And thanks to all of you. Listen, we're going to continue to do this each and every single Thursday. So you will have more chances to win.
Plenty more.
Jason had us all in tears right there, Mary. You all right? You okay?
Oh my goodness. Like, that's so cute.
What a transition from dumb criminals, from underwear clad crooks to that.
Yes.
Jason, again, congrats. Mm-hmm. Your lovely wife, Tasha, definitely deserving of those flowers and much, much more. And I'm sure she has a fabulous husband and a wonderful family. We love doing that feel-good things on a Thursday for Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. Mary, while you wipe those tears up, I'm trying to maintain myself over here.
Okay.
I'll be okay. Kelsey Ballerini, 99.9 WTUZ. No babbling Brooke today, so I will have to bring you Z News. Of course, everything you need for your entertainment mind. First of all, let's go back in the day and see what happened on this day in history. 1890, the first Army-Navy football game took place at West Point. Navy beat Army 24-0. 1972, the coin-operated video arcade game Pong, created by Atari, made its debut in California. 1979, the four original members of KISS performed for what they thought was the last time. They did reunite, though, in 1996. George Harrison of the Beatles passed away today in 2001. After a long battle with cancer, he was only 58. And remember, it was 1 year ago today when everybody woke up and found out that Matt Lauer was fired from NBC for what the company called, quote, inappropriate sexual behavior. Yeah, that kind of shook the world. Although last year it was, I mean, everybody at that point in time was being busted for that same thing. The 29th, that's today, National Chocolates Day. That's one holiday for today. Square Dance Day, Customer is Wrong Day. They normally say the customer is right, not today. And Electronic Greetings or Greeting Card Day. We all love those electronic greeting cards that sing to you and pop out glitter when you open them up. Jimmy Allen on the Today Show this morning. Later today on your tube, Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo, will be chatting with Ellen. On TV tonight, Jersey Shore, Family Vacation, Thursday Night Football, Saints at Cowboys. How about this on ABC at 9? The Wonderful World of Disney, a magical holiday celebration with Blake Shelton's girlfriend, that's Gwen Stefani. Brett Eldridge also will be on hand. Meghan Trainor. The festivities include a castle lighting from Disney Parks. How about that? That's tonight. Also, Garth Brooks going to be on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And Tyra Banks and Megan Fox, I should say no more after that. They'll be on Watch What Happens Live. Hey, President Donald Trump, I don't think he's attending the Kennedy Center Honors, but Gloria Estefan will be back this year. She received a Kennedy Center honor last year, and she's hosting this year. Now, the event is Sunday, and among this year's recipients of a Kennedy Center honor, you have Reba McEntire. How cool is that? And also Cher will be recognized. And then Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda. Hey, Dierks Bentley, Chris Jansen, Rascal Flatts, and so many others, including Eddie Montgomery, one half of the duo Montgomery Gentry, performing at a concert event benefiting the Troy Gentry Foundation. This is all set for January 9th. Remember, Troy Gentry, the other half of Montgomery Gentry, he was 50 years old when he passed away back in September in that helicopter crash. Now, the Troy Gentry Foundation actually provides financial support for cancer research. So a bunch of big names in country music coming together for that. There you have it, Z News, on a Friday eve with Babbling Brooke out. She's moving, by the way. Wish her luck as she transitions from one house into another. Stressful time. So good luck to you. Brooke, actually, I should say good luck to Kyle, really. More of Your Kind of Country coming up after this on 99.9. 99.9 WTUZ, Your Kind of Country, right here on 99.9 and online at WTUZ.com. Eric McElroy wrapping things up for you today on a Friday eve. Congrats to our winners, Kimberly Russell, daily birthday winner, and then Jason Wiley for his wife Tasha, winning a lovely bouquet of flowers from Pam's Posies during our Pam's Bouquet Thursday giveaway. Congrats again to you, Jason. Podcast section, if you missed anything from myself or Mary Alice in today's show, of course, the morning show and your morning drive, powered by Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg. Also in that podcast section today, my interview with New Philadelphia Police Officer Chad Dorsey, chairman for Christmas with a Cop. That'll be up there, too, if you missed any of that important information. Tomorrow, I will not be here. That's right. It will be Shauna Berkey and Mary. Ladies' night or ladies' morning, however you want to look at it. So there you go. Myself and Michelle Spring, we both, good Lord willing, the Creek Don't Rise will be back on Monday. Like I said, Shauna and Mary tomorrow. Find us and get a hold of us after hours on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat. I try to keep you guys entertained, even when I'm not here. WTUZ.com for everything else, the latest news, Big Z Sports, what's happening, our streaming services, and links to our station's social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, up there as well. So until Monday, you guys have a good one. Remember, programming notes tonight, First Trim the Tree, hosted by Nathan Cozart from 6 until 10. Stay warm, Z Country. We'll chat next week.